Saved by grace alone, this is all my plea. Jesus died for all mankind, and Jesus died for me. Before we leave the issue of salt and light, we need to reinforce the fact that we are not saved by works, but by grace alone. Good deeds are often translated good works and good things we do and the good we do, and all are manifestations of the fact that we are people of light who live in the light. Everything we are starts with us being broken. And how we hate that word, broken. But brokenness is essential for a life poured out as Jesus describes it in his sermon. Brokenness is what the Holy Spirit works in us and through us. He breaks up our fallow ground and our stony hearts. He replaces our meanness with his kindness, our rebellion with his meekness. Life in the Spirit is about displacement and replacement. He takes out all that doesn't look like Jesus and replaces it with himself. Cool. Paul says it another way. Let's look at it at the Message, Ephesians 2, 7 to 10. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is to trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we'd done the whole thing. No, we neither make or save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. He creates each of us by Jesus Christ to join him in the work he does. The good work he's got ready for us to do. Work we'd better be doing. Good works do not precede our conversion. They follow it. They flow from the regenerated spirit through the soul to the body which performs them. Good works are a test of whether or not we're living in the Beatitudes. If we are, we can begin to trace our growth through them. As I've said, they are incremental. They build on one another. Our light shows other people that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. Our light's like the sun. It has warmth, it draws, it welcomes people to bask in it. It's inclusive, not exclusive. It lets them know they won't be rejected or cast aside as worthless. It listens, leans and lifts. Whether we like it or not, the world is watching us. We profess to be Christians, Christ ones, and they are looking to us to see what our standards are, what our values are, how we react in a crisis, whether we do have someone who is out of this world that supports, nourishes and provides for us, whether we do have confidence in this supreme being of beings whom we profess to know. We may be the only Bible they ever read. Our light is not hidden, it's shining before all men to see. So what Jesus is saying here is, live in such a way I can be seen in you and through you. John the Baptist summed it up in John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. And Jesus, in his classic one-liner, did the same. Without me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. All is grace and changed government.